snake on my back. I keep a red bone on my side.
Welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, November 3rd, 2023 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. A wild and dystopic ride it is. The truth and facts and evidence are, and historical record are all right there, right out in plain sight in front of our eyes. For everyone to see on display, and yet we get gaslighted every day, telling us that what we see is not real and we shouldn't believe our lying eyes and all those fun things. So, good times, good times. The world is marching in lockstep. One of the best examples may be the daylight savings time stuff. And so, this is the weekend. Speaking of the Hellenizing influence, getting everyone marching in lockstep, the march toward utopianism. Well, one person's utopian dream is another person's dystopian nightmare. So, depends on how you look at it. But speaking of daylight savings, can we do that? Can we play the deal? On two. By chance. All right.
Nothing has changed. You may have heard that there's a new law. There's not. We're still changing our clocks back. You still get that extra hour of sleep. Check those batteries and the smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors, clear out your gutters, replace your air filters on your furnace, and restock that emergency kit. The sunset times are interesting. 5:40 on Saturday, it's 4:38, the sunset time after we change our clocks.
There you go. Good times. So, you know, there's that. Interesting. Our little PSA. So it's Friday. I usually try to say we keep it light. I don't think it's light so much usually on Fridays as it is, non sequitur. And so we'll do that, but also phones. This is our cathartic moment where we gather to commiserate and basically give each other the customary nod. You're not crazy. I'm not crazy. This is what's really happening. So phone lines are open. Local 512-248-8252. Again, 512-248-8252. And if you absolutely must, toll free 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. That's the one that's been ingrained in our minds all these years. But if you can manage it, use the local. And so there's that. Let's see. Let's talk about what used to be normal real quick that is going away. It wasn't that long ago you could buy guns in the Sears catalog. I thought the Sears catalog was an amazing thing. I don't know about you, but I remember when it would come out each year and by, gosh, you know, late summer, as fall was just about to begin, my grandmother on my father's side had her Sears catalog all basically bookmarked with, you know, sticky notes, little yellow sticky notes, tabs for everybody, stuff for everybody. And it was kind of there, but, you know, it was huge. They were huge. And somehow people didn't see or know or whatever. It was an interesting thing. Speaking of, you know, the evidence right there, it was sitting around on her desk, but because it was on grandma's desk, you know, it was sort of off limits. You wouldn't mess with anything. It was so organized and everything, her desk. So it was there, but, you know, we didn't go thumbing through, I guess, so as not to spoil the surprise. And those were the good old days. There were a few other catalogs, but, you know, the Sears catalog was a big one. And it wasn't that long ago that you could buy firearms in the Sears catalog. So anyway, speaking of what used to be normal and should still be normal, because, again, you know, Thomas Jefferson said it best. When it comes to the subject of exercise, when his nephew Peter Carr inquired regarding what Jefferson considered the best form of exercise, he said in his reply to his nephew, "I advise the gun." Do people think of that as exercise these days? It's interesting how our minds have been changed. Hunting in my lifetime was considered a way to feed your family. These days, you know, with the rise of the, you know, photographing of the things that you shoot and stuff, it's more of a trophy, more of a sporting kind of concept, whether people realize it or not, whether they eat what they shoot. Most people do, at least those that I know. But our mindset has been changed with regard to how that works. Anyway, Jefferson said, "I advise the gun." Can you imagine? What is the best form of exercise? "I advise the gun." So he said, while this gives a moderate exercise to the body, it gives boldness, enterprise, and independence to the mind. Games played with the ball and others of that nature are too violent for the body and stamp no character on the mind. Let your gun, therefore, be the constant companion of your walks. Can you imagine? What a different world it would be. I mean, everybody who, you know, is not of a particular sociological makeup, so to speak, I think would agree. Games played with the ball and others of that nature are too violent for the body and stamp no character on the mind. A sober-mindedness, a sobriety of mind. And what is happening in America today? We are being gelded and inured. We are not encouraged to, you know, engage in activities that stamp character on the mind. Those would typically be those which may possibly endanger your own life and maybe that of others, which includes the gun, right? Obviously. So, you know, we have helmets and bubble wrap for everything so that Johnny he's kept safe. He's good and safe. And I mentioned Moth Polyhopatia's tweet recently that seemed to resonate with folks. That or whatever you call it on so-called X now. Anyway, in reference to Bill Maher's rant on the wokish culture and the worse than worthless Ivy League education at this point. But, you know, Reed C. Wright Mills, it's not, you know, all Harvard is not Harvard and all Yale is not Yale. Power elite territory. Fact, it says so on the Wikipedia entry. The ones who decide, nonetheless, he sees them as a quasi-hereditary caste, the members of the power elite, which Madison said should be, you know, could justly be pronounced the very definition of tyranny. I digress. The members of the power elite, according to Mills, often enter into positions of societal prominence through educations obtained at Eastern establishment universities. Hold on, Eastern establishment universities. What is the connection there? Is it back across the pond? Again, I digress. Harvard, Princeton, and Yale. But Mills notes Harvard or Yale or Princeton is not enough. The point is not Harvard, but which Harvard? Finishing clubs and so forth. Mills identifies two classes of Ivy League alumni, those who were initiated into an upper echelon fraternity, such as the Harvard College Social Clubs of Porcelain or Fly Club, and those who were not. Those so initiated, Mills continues, receive their invitations based on social links first established in elite private preparatory academies, where they were enrolled as part of family traditions and family connections. In that manner, the mantle of the elite is generally passed down along familial lines over the generations. And that's why someone like Frederick Taylor Gates can write in the Country School of Tomorrow, we're not looking for, you know, men of letters or poets or artists, or now we got all that stuff. We got all of those we need. We're tripping over them. We got so many of them in these finishing clubs. So no thanks. Imagine if we understood that properly, and you know, as a Christian nation, as we are told or led to believe, that we considered that a, you know, concept of power elite was considered a pejorative or a, you know, an anti-American concept. For a variety of reasons. What are you doing in secret? What, to whom or what is your allegiance really? And didn't Jesus talk about, and doesn't, you know, the Bible talk about how we're not supposed to give special preference to folks for basically selfish reasons? Let's just be honest. Anyway, what used to be normal, and, you know, should still be, but isn't. In Montana, there's a thing called the Mountain Trader. It's pretty awesome. Volume 50, number 44, published yesterday. Yesterday's publication date was distributed yesterday. Idaho has, there's another paper that is similar, distributed across kind of the Idaho panhandle and into Western Montana. And these papers have a section that is called Sports and Rec Pages, which again, I think is somewhat disingenuous. It trivializes or infantilizes what I was talking about earlier, to Jefferson's point. Anyway, the other paper, you know, and usually you find firearms and, you know, some different stuff in there. But the other paper, not the Mountain Trader, but the other one, has a woefully anemic section. And when it comes to firearms, they've all but gone away, I think. And that's tragic. That is a damn shame. I'll just say it that way. So what used to be normal and still should be from the sports and rec section of the Mountain Trader, can you imagine, like, if this was, it's just everywhere. People were doing this on Facebook and Twitter and Craigslist or whatever, wherever. It's all over social media and different, you know, bulletin board type things. It's just normal. It's what we do. And we see stuff like the whatever happened in Lewiston, Maine, you know, another strategy of tension episode, gets people all worked up. You know, it's interesting if you listen to folks in Maine, by the way, and they say it's, you know, they call it permitless or maybe constitutional carry type state. And they say, you know, everywhere except places that serve alcohol for consumption, which just happens to be the bowling alley and the restaurant. From what I understand, one or both of those establishments had the no guns sign. And so isn't it funny how that works, you know? And so people are wondering, from what I've heard, people that aren't from that town specifically, but have been through it or spent time there or grew up there or whatever, aren't there now, they're asking questions, seeing lots of that, where they go, nobody, really? Nobody was packing? Nobody? Nobody ran out to the parking lot? What the heck, man? Especially when shooter's gun jams? Nobody ran out to the parking lot? What happened? And you see a lot of, in discussions, you know, in comments and things, here and there, I think you see people from the area saying, you know, yeah, those signs are there, but, you know, not everyone observes them, if you know what I mean. And so a lot of people are very, I don't know, if we can believe the comments, who knows who's who in an earnest voice, sock puppet, astroturfing world, but those don't seem to fit the rabid, radical, leftist agenda. So, I don't know. Interesting to see that kind of stuff. So, what was normal and should still be? Let's see, from the sports and rec section, a lot of Hunter Special. Anytime you see Hunter Special, it's a camper, 1986, 24-foot bumper pull travel trailer, furnace works, great fridge works, great for the woods, nothing fancy, needs some TLC, of course. Asking $27.50, that's a pretty good deal, it looks like. Who knows? Maybe I would think different after I saw it. 410 shells, new in box, Winchester 3-inch, 4-shot lead, 6 full boxes. Right on. Looking for a trapping partner. That's interesting. Two handguns, Bond Arms Grizzly 45 long Colt / 410 shotgun Derringer with holster and original box for $320. Smith & Wesson 38 lemon squeezer professionally converted to a bicycle model from early 1900s for $480. Buy the pair for $650. Wow, there you go. I'll probably get calls after this or emails. People are like, can you send me a link to that ad? What was that again? Just kidding. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24 karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Back. All right, so the other publication is called The Nicholsworth. Here's a recent copy. Circulation, in this case, serving northern Idaho, western Montana, and the Spokane Valley. Forgot about that. Anyway, the sporting and outdoor section is, it says it's on a page, but the page actually has puzzles for kids. It takes up most of the above-the-fold section, and then a classified ad form, because there are none in this section, really, for the sporting stuff. So there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 ads that are, you know, make up a fraction of the page, maybe a sixth or an eighth or less, something like that. So you do not get your nickel's worth in this case, I would say. I don't know, in this context anyway. It's disappointing. What do you think that does to people? So there's let's see. Premium Cerakote application done here, over 20 years, et cetera, class 3 dealer. And, you know, that's over in Coeur d'Alene. I always wonder, like, how many of those are, you know, people trained to recruit the Randy Weavers, who knows? Ruger LCP Max, stainless 380, brand new, etc. So there's one. Kelly's Gunstock Refinishing, and then Black Sheep. Black Sheep Sporting Goods in Coeur d'Alene, if you're familiar. That's it. A couple other ads, but disappointing. You don't get your nickel's worth, in my humble estimation. Back to this other one. Things that used to be normal and still should be. And, you know, here's the thing. Again, if you look at the comments on stuff, people in Maine, like I said earlier, it's just interesting. That is normal. And you can see that in the fact that so many people talk about it openly and freely and not in a sort of manufactured, politically correct sort of way. And not in a weird sort of way, just openly versus all this other stuff. Am I using the right terminology and so forth? And that reminds me of Orwell on politics in the English language. That insincerity is the great enemy of plain language, that is. Anyway, then there's the, you know, people feel like they need to guard what they say and so on. And that's abnormal. Anyway, continuing. Vortex, Diamondback, 20 by 60 mil. Spotting scope, high country tripod. Let's see, another hunter sale, 2018 Keystone Hideout. Marlin XL7 rifle chambered in 270 with Leupold VX1 scope. And then there's a bunch of other stuff at the local pawn shop. Springfield Armory XDS 3.3-inch 45 ACP pistol equipped with Truglo tritium sights, grain, Viridian laser, and larger backstrap grip. Includes original carrying case, cable gun lock, 1 5-round magazine, 1 6-round magazine, 2 7-round magazines, and 1 box of Remington UMCF MJ ammo, asking $600 or best offer. That's not a bad deal if you're going for that sort of thing. May consider trade for waterfowl semi-auto shotgun that shoots 3.5-inch shells, et cetera, et cetera. You know, on the other stuff, 2005 Polaris Sportsman 500, another fall hunting sale, 2016 Pioneer, 25 BH Queen, walk around large double bunks, et cetera, et cetera. Remington Wingmaster 3-inch Magnum, extra chokes, pump action case included. I'm not going to mention the prices because some people will probably get excited. Does your hunting rifle have the uglies? Grumpy's gunsmithing is back. There was a, you know, moment where people wondered. No more wondering. Remington Model 760, 300 Savage, mint shape. Springfield Armory Model 1898, etc., etc. Winchester Model 70, 30-06. Extreme Weather, Stainless, Glock 34 Gen 3, 9mm, etc., etc. Ruger Super Blackhawk, 44 mag, with 7.5-inch barrel, never fired. This used to be normal. If I talk about it like it's normal, can we renormalize it? Stick around, I'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day. And in times of emergency, we have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches, when you learn, you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. Okay. Yeah. So, I want to... we'll come to this other stuff in a minute, I think. I'll finish this thought first. Things that used to be normal should still be normal. Continuing, this is all from one little tiny local publication. This isn't much either, by the way. It should be much, much bigger than this. And this should be everywhere. It should be on Facebook. It should be on Craigslist and so forth. And I'm not advocating that, you know, crazy people do crazy things, or that we make more Manchurian patsies, or, you know, create more strategy of tension episodes with folks who suffer from schizoaffective disorder and can't really distinguish reality from fantasy. I'm not advocating that. But I do think that, you know, Jefferson had a point. And that, you know, certain activities stamp character on the mind, while you can see, I think, pretty readily that some do not. You know, when a bunch of grown men get together and paint themselves up like little fairies and dress up, play dress up like little girls having a tea party, and identify themselves with things that are not real and have no correlation to reality, I'm going to guess, I'm going to bet actually that most of those people, if you took a survey, most of them you do not find at the gun range on any given weekend or whatever. So a certain host had a good point when he said that, you know, those kinds of things are male soap opera, and they're channeling their masculinity into things they should not. In other words, they're dissipating themselves in ways they should not. That's just my own personal conjecture. Anyway, loophole Mark IV rifle scope, et cetera, et cetera. 1979 Pontiac Trans Am, new interior from Ames Performance in plastic. Radial TA tires on American Racing rims, all new glass and weather stripping, matching number 403 with automatic. Rebuilt before it was parked 30 years ago. Ready for a test drive, $9,500 or best offer. Serious inquiries only. That's pretty cool. What year was the Smokey and the Bandit Trans Am? It was around the same year, wasn't it? Same year? Smith & Wesson M&P Shield 9mm, mint condition, barely used. Comes with one magazine and original box. Fall hunting sale, 2019, Jayco Baja. 12-gauge Benelli Super Vinci, excellent condition, et cetera, et cetera. Two Remington 870 Express Magnums, one 28-inch 12-gauge, one 22-inch 20-gauge. Youth. Fall hunting sale 2016 A-Liner Expedition 243 Remington 700 with Burris full field scope, seven boxes of ammo, Ruger 10/22, Walther P22, etc., etc. Savage Model 12 stainless 308 caliber with Weaver Grand Slam scope, fired 8 times. Not many. Ruger Old Army percussion pistols, Colt Frontier 22, blue with gold trim, unfired, matched set. And German made Sauer 100 XT, 6.5 Creedmoor, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, I'll quit. 5.45 by 39 Arsenal SLR 104 FR AK-74, the Russian AK-74 replica deal, etc., etc. Savage 300 Win Mag. Yeah, there are a few others, but you get the idea. This is still sort of considered normal, but there's a push to make this abnormal. There has been for a few generations now, and to make something else normal, we should all just sit down and shut up and not try to be sober-minded, not try to stamp character on our minds or the minds of our children, and so on and so on. So what's being normalized now, even in the last best place? What's also being normalized and how schizophrenic Americans are? These are things I'll get to maybe anyway. Let's go to the phones for now and grab Glenn in Philly. Glenn, thanks for calling.
Hello, Chris.
Are you calling to place an order this morning?
No, I'm wondering why you're reading classifieds when you could be talking to me. But, you know, hey, I don't know. But
there you go. I thought you were calling to place an order, so I was just finishing the inventory list. So if you wanted to make an order, you could.
No. What triggered me to call was prompted me to call. What was pun intended, I guess, after the fact.
Yeah.
But it was the Sears catalog reference. It reminded me of the J.C. Whitney 12-gauge pumper I have in my closet.
Right on. Very cool.
and the J.C. Whitney convertible boys or girls bicycle that we had as kids.
Yeah.
It was bright red and said J.C. Whitney on the chain guard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there are a lot of stuff sold. Everybody knows the Sears and the Roebuck lines that they might know that. Well, I guess a modern thing that might be similar is the Die Hard battery. When you say Die Hard battery, people tend to think Sears.
Yeah.
When you said Roebuck, you thought Sears. You said J.C. Whitney, you thought Sears.
Yep. Absolutely. And there was a time when it stood for quality. I think they did a great job. I mean, 100 years ago, you could buy house packages, so much of the burbs or whatever.
Yeah, you could buy a house on a rail car.
Yeah.
You could go and have to have it get offloaded from the rail car and then just go out and, I don't know. I guess if you wanted a basement, you had to have that pre-dug or something. But I saw a thing that somebody did, some magazine show did a piece on that, and they showed all these different Sears and Roebuck homes all over the country. Still being lived in today.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was, there was the idea of quality, like you said, or I think of the tools, before Craftsman was sold off.
Yeah.
And I've talked recently about Skull and Bonesman, Eddie Lampert, speaking of Power Elite. Folks, Skull and Bonesman, Eddie Lampert, who the corporate raider who destroyed the Sears and Kmart brands and then laundered them through bankruptcy.
So. What a piece of garbage. Yeah, I remember when we would go down to the, down in Philadelphia and Philly and Chicago, you have the downtown areas with the elevated trains over them and the shopping was all along the avenue, down under Dale. And I remember the SS Kresge store, right, Philadelphia, a few blocks from my grandmother's row home, under the elevated train in Philadelphia. There was the SS Kresge, and that was the K from Kresge that became Kmart.
Very cool. Interesting history.
And that fellow Kresge, I heard someone talking about him the other. He was a devout Christian man and a very generous and good-hearted person. They talked about what a nice guy this guy Kresge was. But
I don't know. I mean, I think there may be examples of that in our history, but whatever the case historically, I think that the Fabian impulse and the Rhodes Milner impulse to agglomerate wealth has been very effective.
Oh yeah, yeah. I remember my brother-in-law was to a seminar where they were dressed. This is many years ago. I guess Sears, had floated the Discover card and all that kind of stuff, and. He was to this seminar, and it was addressed by one of the top execs from Sears. And my brother-in-law asked him a question about how they, as a retailer, viewed such and such a thing or responded to such a thing. And the executive of Sears says, retailer. He says, we're a financial services company.
Interesting. Interesting.
That was an insider seminar type thing. You know,
yeah. It reminds me of Ray Kroc, you know, with the Harvard Business School kids. And he says, what business am I in? And the one kid says, that's easy. You know, Ray, you're in the hamburger business. He says, nope, real estate.
About that.
And you think about it, gosh, that makes sense. Prime real estate, location, location, location. So,
yeah, exactly. And then, yeah, and such a profound effect, too. Mm-hmm. Although, we go into McDonald's today, I get sticker shock. I guess I'm like, what?
Really?
And what did you hear about this $18 Big Macs or something like that?
No.
You might want to Google that term.
Nope, not aware. Yeah. I have not been in many, 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 many moons. So
yeah, somebody mentioned it to me the other day. Yeah, Burger King actually is still feels like a reasonable experience. Wendy's, you know, maybe the higher quality beef, slightly higher price, but McDonald's, yeah. I mean, I walked out of McDonald's. I'm like, what? It's going to cost me how much for a couple? You know, all the value stuff is they figured out that people were saving money by buying double cheeseburgers or McDoubles, and they got, you know, they kind of got rid of all the good deals, and it's brutal. But
CBS News, an image of McDonald's menu this week went viral because people couldn't believe the prices depicted. Twitter user Sam Lerner says he snapped a photo at McDonald's located at a Connecticut rest stop. In the photo, a Big Mac combo meal with fries and a soft drink is $17.59. But, you know, I mean, you have to wonder if you can get that kind of stuff for, I don't know, $5 or less. Or there was a promotion they had not too long ago, I think, where they didn't one of the fast food chains say, these are the prices they were 30 or 40 years ago, I think. Something like that. Mm-hmm. I think we're doing it. And so inflation has done what it's done. What suffers then?
Right. Everything. I'm right now actually sitting just around an hour, and I'm sitting in the parking lot of a Wawa convenience store. We have Wawa convenience stores here. And he said, I don't know where all. It's Wawa Dairy. But it's they're really good convenience stores. They have great, you know, all kinds of food and sandwiches and people making sandwiches and salads and, you know, stuff all the time. They have gas stations. But they also serve, you know, they have hamburgers, cheeseburgers. Now they're selling pizza. I'm not sure how the pizza thing is going to go for them. But I tell you what, for $6, this place makes a mean cheeseburger. I mean, it's a little pricey. You can go next door to some fast food place or something, pay less. But you talk about the money, it's like this is really like an upscale top quality cheeseburger like you might get from like a pizza restaurant or something that also sells steaks and burgers and stuff like that. But anyway, I'm getting hungry. I gotta go get a lunch.
I wonder what's going on with the trend. So there's Wawa, there's Nom Nom. What's going on here? I feel like, you know, somebody or other at Tavistock might be up to no good. I don't know.
Well, I don't know where it's just like, well, there was always this, there's been a city, Wawa, Wisconsin, for, right? Isn't there a Wawa, Wisconsin or something?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's just a dairy. Yeah, I started out as a dairy, and then they opened a store, and now they're like this, I don't know how many states are, but they're pretty big here on the, you know, Mid-Atlantic East Coast. I don't know where all they are.
Well,
but they're here.
Yeah. My mind is always on the lookout for things like that, for better or worse.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the legitimate, you know, the plausibly deniable explainers.
I don't know. So, I think that's. I better go. I'm kind of.
Right.
I'm en route here, someone. So I better watch my time.
All right. Well,
good to talk to you.
Snack, whatever you find.
Yeah, there you go. Coffee and a slushy. I'm thinking maybe a slushy. All right.
Boy. Racist. Just kidding.
Take care. Thanks,
Glenn.
Jared's by the door. Bye.
Yeah, stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but
segment of the first hour. So yeah, I guess
Wawa is a place, and the Wikipedia entry for the company under the history section looks like, yeah, that's the story. Corporate headquarters would later be renamed Wawa. So there you go. Yeah, you would know, Glenn, obviously. This is a place that is a stone's throw from you, I guess, across the Delaware. So there you go. I learn something new every day. So that's an interesting, but I'm curious about this stuff, you know, this trend. I don't know, maybe it's just me. There's the Par Pacific company that has the Nom Nom stores, and they also have the 76 brand, which is different. It's been rebranded, but it's, you know, continuation. And they have the, I think it's Heli brands. I don't know. It reminds me of the three-letter slogans and the symbolism and things, you know, the Jungian sort of symbols rule the world cliche. And so I digress. Back to the other stuff in a minute. So, you know, I talked about what used to be normal, and we sort of discussed that. And, you know, what do we do in America that's quality? Does what happens in America represent quality? I know I mentioned this week, I think, a conversation that I was privy to, sort of overhearing, not really eavesdropping. I was there, but I wasn't participating, just sort of listening. And, you know, one person said, I refuse to shop. I basically chose not to shop at Walmart or buy things made in China. And it's extremely difficult. And I can't find anything that's any quality. I can't find any resource anywhere that says, hey, this is where you find these things. And isn't it interesting that we are not terribly concerned, it seems. And this reminds me of something else. You know, this would be kind of, I don't know, food for thought. Maybe like if you got time to kill over the weekend. Things that make you go, stuff to read up on. Starting with guerrilla warfare. So maybe I'll talk about that a little bit and some other stuff. Get back to the other things that I mentioned. Second hour coming up this Friday. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.